Long ball out to the right-hand side. Look forward nicely. Potts is well positioned, but slices it. Palinkas with a half clearance. But the ball breaks down. And that was a good ball for Linney. It's a perfect ball from Rodwell Grant. And Linney misses the opportunity. Rodwell Grant played a perfect ball through. He elected to sort of try and place it to the right of Shane Bland, but Bland got down there. He put his laces through it. Certainly needed more power. Shepherd again plays it infield. Potts trying to get, but it's a chance here. It's a nice looking shot. It's a goal for Whitby, and it was number 7 Lewis Hawkins places it in there. Very neatly placed there by Hawkins, and FC, having missed the opportunity to go in front moments ago, find themselves a goal down. Bennett chips it in rather neatly. Oh, what a free header. A real chance there for Bradley Fuster, and he couldn't get the direction. And the ball goes way wide for a goal kick. That was a let-off. Could have been 2-0. So, Griffiths with a corner for FC. Looking to level things up. Near post. Nodded on. Hits the bar! And put out for a goal kick there. Comes off Wallerton.
And it was Halls with a header.
Lovely header from Halls. We said it'd be difficult to ring the aerial battle. He did so. Armstrong, Linney along the left flank now. Linney chips it, far post, nobody there, but it'll come all the way through to Gribbin. Gribbin into the box on the right-hand side. Gribbin dribbling through, left-footed shot, top corner just wide. Excellent attempt from Callum Gribbin. And it just shaved the upright there. It was a cross-come shot, really, because players were coming in to get their head on it. Couldn't quite get there in time. Just been more promising, Paul, from FC in the last sort of 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, a bit more pressure applied around Shane Bland's goal, giving him something to think about.
And how Neil Reynolds would love that to be converted into... and this could be in Linney. Linney into the box. Can he do it this time? Linney left-footed, blocked. It took too much time there, Linney. Good retreat from Andre Bennett. The blocking has been effective. And then Bennett dispossesses Linney. Wallerton inside, Griffiths miscues that one. Rodwell Grant nicely out of Griffiths. First time ball, Wallerton, nice run. Wallerton shoots straight at the keeper. He got himself into an excellent position there, Wallerton. Gribbin picks it up. Gribbin trying to dribble his way through. Gribbin, one piece, one piece, two piece, three, and it goes wide. Good work indeed from Gribbin there. Just couldn't find the target. FC getting a bit closer, perhaps. And now substitute Dyke Steele, but can't keep possession. The ball out on the right-hand side with Alex Wallerton over halfway. Nice ball in back to Wallerton now. Good work from him. Wallerton, can he find the right pass? He's driving on his own. Ennis with a shot. Oh, it was meant for Linney, who just couldn't get there. And I don't know whether Ennis meant to shoot there or whether that was the ball. Maybe it was a ball for Linney, but... I'm surprised Ennis didn't take a dig himself. FC have got to start taking their chances. That was great work from Wallerton. It really was. Nice give and go with Gribbin to start things off. FC have got to believe here, but here's Dyke Steele. Dyke Steele with a chance to make it two. Rebound! What a double save from Lavercombe. Keeping FC in the game. Now, was it a double save or was it the defender? Callum Gribbin. Gribbin. Linney on the turn. Linney to the byline. Goes down. A penalty has been given. Well, wow. FC a lifeline to get back in this game. Ennis has come on cue to take this.
It was a poor challenge in the box. It really was.
It's just got a bit too... pulling his shirt on the near side. It's too physical, really. Needed to stand strong there. But Linney showing his strength. Well, this is a real opportunity now for Ennis to level things up from the spot. And FC have looked better as the game has gone on. Can they finally get dividends? Yes, 1-1. No nonsense to the keeper's right. And Bland with no chance. He didn't actually dive either way in the end. But that was a good penalty. Really firmly struck. And FC just about good value for an equaliser, Paul.
Yeah, I think we've had the better of the second half so far. We've looked the more dangerous side. We've threatened a goal for a good 5-10 minutes, and at last it's come.
Well, the change is certainly effective there with Ennis coming on, and top penalty taker, of course. But here comes Dyke Steele over halfway, looking to provide an immediate riposte here for Whitby. And here comes Fuster. Oh dear, it's 2-1 to Whitby. And FC United, having got level, just cut through there. Dyke Steele was able to go through the centre of the midfield, then just strokes it forward. Fuster with his fourth goal against FC's fifth of the season, now becomes their top scorer. And FC United, well, one step forward, two steps back.
Well, they really did switch off after the goal there. They were all over the shop at the back. You just can't afford players like Fuster running into through balls like that on his own.
Well, Armstrong, FC have got to do it all over again. Potts, he's got to put it behind them. Gribbin out to the right flank. Down the right flank now, Ennis. Ennis, cross ball comes across. Falls for Liddy. Liddy, it's gone in. A deflection. It's all happening. It's 2-2. Regan Liddy with the shot. Neil Reynolds runs about 10 yards onto the pitch as if to say, I don't want that happening again.
The shot definitely took a deflection off a defender, but Linney will surely claim it.
Inside here is Armstrong. Armstrong, bury his cross, comes in. Ennis, left footed. Oh, and Regan Linney, well, it was came to him very sharp on the half volley, but sort of chance you'd expect Linney to take. And if I said that everything was happening, I'd be making an understatement of the season.
We'll be making a change.
Off comes Aaron Haswell. On comes Jake Hackett, number 14. And meanwhile, Adam Dodd is preparing himself to enter the fray.
For his 100th appearance.
And a final substitution. It's Harry Green comes on for Aaron Braithwaite. Adam Dodd comes on for Jan Palinkas. Jan Palinkas has been recovering from injury. And what a cheer this will get. We've got six substitutions on now. We've got just over 20 minutes to go for a grandstand finish.
7 months since Adam Dodd ran onto a pitch.
Dykstra plays it back to the right for Bennett. You can't take your eyes off it. Potts goes in brilliantly. Potts threads it through. Gribbin! Wide! Brilliant work from Potts.